Beer on Show number 11.
I like beer. Beer on.
Holy shit.
I'm a for-profit person.
Ooh, shiny.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. This is gonna be fun, people. This is going to be a train wreck.
Hey, everybody. It's the Beer On Show. I'm your host, Big Joe. Here we are in the studio once again. Wow, two shows in less than 2 weeks. Isn't that amazing? I can't believe it. I'm shocked. I'm really shocked. I don't believe it. But, you know, whatever. Who cares? So in the studio tonight, we have once again roommate Andy. Say hello, Andy.
Hello, Andy.
Hello. Hi. I just finished puberty. Hello.
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 And making his at least last appearance in the studio probably for a while. Who knows? Maybe he'll return again. The departing for Arizona, Mike. How's it going, Mike?
Oh, yeah? Well, I'll see you at SummerSlam.
Oh, yeah.
Step into a Slim Jim. You want it, you got it.
All right, so yeah, here we are in the studio. Yeah, Mike's moving to Arizona. Yeah, go ahead, put it on the little notepad there, Mike. Mike and I.
Interestingly enough, all three of us are drinking beer, huh?
No. Just on the cover. That's fine.
Not there, Billy. That's not my favorite spot.
Oh, there you are, Billy. Billy, what are you doing over there? Hey, get off your knees.
Yeah, Joe, pull your pants back up. We're doing a show.
Shit. Damn it. I thought this was the naked show. It's not the naked show today?
I guess, no. I mean, not if you get Billy out of yourself, then I don't want to be a part of it.
Billy, go away.
Joe, I'm so jealous. Andy gets to see your nards.
Yeah, Mike's in the ISO booth. We're going to lock him down for a while. He's not going to be able to leave.
We've had water problems in the house lately, so Joe and I have been having to take showers together to save
that's
on water.
We're saving water. It's expensive out there,
there's nothing gay about it. We're just environmentalists.
That's true. Awkward silence, yeah. So okay, so Mike's moving to Arizona. Care to explain yourself, Mike?
It's gonna be rent free.
Ah, okay.
You owe the world an explanation.
It's as far as away from Joe as I can possibly get without paying money.
Well, I do have that effect on women, It happens, so.
Meow.
Apparently Mike had a sex change.
Mm-hmm. Mike has a vagina. A big hair with a hairy bush. And 70s bush that he uses to hide his herpes, his genital warts.
Well, I'm glad Joe went to medical school because I had no idea it was down there.
Yeah, it's. I'm here to help everyone. I'm not a doctor, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
Joe knew his genital warts when he tried to pop it, and it wouldn't pop.
Mm-hmm. I know from experience from looking at Andy's in the shower.
Well, yeah, I didn't realize you're supposed to start a crab farm inside of the tank, not on your Johnson.
That's right. So, yeah. So Mike's leaving us, but, that's okay. The three of us are finally in here having a show together. We've been wanting to do this for a while, and now we have. So,
unfortunately, we can't record the threesome.
No, we can't.
I'll just phone in from far away.
That's the one FCC rule about podcasting. No threesomes. We can't have that.
Yeah, I don't blame them because we'd make people jealous.
That's right. Oh, shut the fuck up, stupid neighbors. You probably didn't hear that. These are shitty mics. But, whatever.
I have sound isolating earphones. I didn't hear nothing.
Oh, okay. I heard a baby crying.
Why'd you call
Mike? It was probably just Mike.
Why'd you call Mike shitty? Oh, you're talking about the recording equipment. I'm sorry.
Yes.
My mistake.
Yeah, the wrong mic. The microphone. So... All right, Andy, what's going on? How's the dumpster diving business going?
Yesterday was a bad day for me because it was trash day.
Oh.
And it was empty.
That is a problem.
And kind of hurt my head a little getting in there, going head first. But, you know, give it a few days. I'm sure there'll be some diapers and, you know, old milk stuff I can have fun with.
And so, Mike, what are you doing to keep yourself busy?
Hold on. Andy, if you came to my apartment, you can actually get a couch. You can actually sit outside the dumpster and wait for people to throw stuff away. There's couches waiting to be thrown away.
Wow.
Best part is if USC loses to Idaho, I could set it on fire and put it on my front lawn.
That's true.
Actually, I'd have to live in West Virginia to do that, don't I?
I think
they had like a couch burning thing a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
West Virginia beat like a really good team like Temple, and they like set the whole city on fire.
Temple was a good team in football?
No. That's
basketball.
Why it was funny.
Oh.
I don't know. I can't remember. All I know is West Virginia, they won a game. They tore the field goal post down and set all their couches on fire and, you know, burnt the town down, basically, you know, like typical rednecks.
Good times. Do. Yeah.
West Virginia, be a minor or a football player?
Yeah, I wonder how that minor recruiting is going now.
Minor or minor? As in underage.
Minor.
Minor.
Oh, minor. I'm sorry.
Minor.
Part of my California accent. Minor.
If you're from Boston, say ca. C-A-H.
Your
accent. One of the worst, is that
your
one of the
accent
worst,
sucks wicked hard.
Yeah, I know. I know it's bad.
Jesus.
I don't know what the hell that
what
is.
What the fuck is that? Oh, hey, there's the explicit tag. That's okay, guys. You can say fuck.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I still won't do you.
Likewise, senor.
Well, I'm getting amped up for football season.
I am, too. We're the three of us are in a league, and along with a few other people, nine others. Nice 12-person league. See, you
more competitive.
Fuckers cannot bitch anymore. We could be like Bob. Bob was in an 18-team league. How's that for
that's
guys?
That's got to suck.
Yeah, he started Justin Fargus 1 week.
I'm really enjoying moving this mic to talk. 18.
I told you guys to get
teams.
Close. I mean, we know you guys are lovers, so why don't you, act like you are?
Well, I don't like having our faces next to each other, just our hands on our dicks. That's all.
Okay.
We don't like to flaunt our relationship in public.
Oh, well, no.
We don't like to make other people jealous.
Well, that happens.
It's kind of awkward having two boyfriends in the same room.
Ever since
you're
I've been
cheating on me, Andy, you son of a bitch.
Ever since I've been with Mike, I've had a boner for 2.5 weeks.
Is that just normal? Is that normal?
My nickname is the Blue Pill.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
Anyways, I was going to say 18 teams and how many starters? More than nine? Less than nine?
I don't know. Standard rosters, man.
That's crazy.
I think 12 is a good cap.
Oh, for teams? Oh, I thought you were talking about rosters, actual players
rosters.
On a team.
Oh, are we talking about rosters now? I'm sorry.
So,
I'm out of it, man. I
guess your one Guinness is, half a Guinness has got you on the fucking floor.
I'll say.
Yeah. You know, it happens.
What is everyone else drinking?
Mike and I are drinking the, I guess we'll finally say, I reveal, did I say it? Yeah. Carl Strauss Amber Lager. Yes, this is my favorite beer. It's a fantastic brew. Find it at your local Southern California BevMo or Henry's. Sometimes you can find
Henry's
it at Vaughn's.
Food.
Huh?
Henry's Health Food.
Yes.
Specialize in beer.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Also known as Sprouts in Arizona.
Sprouts. Okay. Well, I'd like to know if they have this beer in Arizona. I kind of doubt it, but, you know, it's
brewed
good.
San Diego.
Brewed in San Diego. Yep. It's a long drive out to the desert. Long haul for the beer trucks.
Do they import the water from Mexico?
Mm.
That's actually all it is since Mexican water is brown anyway, they just
Put
it in your beer bottle.
Yeah.
Beer. I think you can technically get drunk off drinking water in Mexico.
I thought that was just, Bud Light. Was the Mexican water.
No, that's Michelob Ultra.
Oh, okay.
I think Bud Light takes you about 15 to get a buzz.
That's true. And then it ends just as quickly, So.
I thought Bud Light was what you drink maybe while you're playing football or baseball, basketball. You call a timeout, have a Bud Light, get replenished, and go back out on the court.
Coors Light sometimes, too.
Bud Light is the best rehydrating beer.
Mm, okay.
Almost better than Arrowhead.
Okay, I'll remember that for next time.
We should have a kegger softball game, huh?
We should. Hey, drunken softball is cool. Just like drunken golf. You just don't give a fuck anymore because you're drunk off your ass.
I used to play drunken darts, but kind of started to hurt after a while.
Yeah, that's true. You can do that. So, oh, well. So, wow, this is...
We've come to a standstill, people.
Yeah. Cue the crickets.
Now, yeah. Commercial. Need a commercial break.
Yeah.
Anybody have any advertisements? We do have a marketing specialist amongst us.
Come on, Mr. Marketing Degree, who has had his degree for a year now and doesn't have a job. Mike?
I didn't take advertising. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, how would you market the show then? Did I already ask you this on a previous show?
Probably cancel the show.
Cancel the show.
If I wanted to market it very successfully, I'd be sure not to mention that Joe's on it.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I'd have my girlfriend on the show and we'd, you know, make sex noise.
There you go. I appreciate that, honey.
Is it in? I can't feel it. That's the sex noise.
Does that ever get old, Joe, when girls tell you that?
No, I've never heard that. Because, you know, my manhood is major.
That's not my hole. That's my roll.
Oh.
Joe Holmes.
Joe's girls, they grab their belly and pinch a little skin together. Joe thinks he's doing anal. It's actually frontal, and it's her belly button.
Oh, God.
Call it front butt.
Front butt? That's sexy.
Mm.
Did you shave it?
Is that a new...
Hey, Joe, can I see your front butt?
No.
Does it smell like your back butt?
Yes, it smells fresh. Oh, Jesus. Did you just fart, dude? Oh, it was a chair.
I can taste it.
Either way, it doesn't really matter.
It's very frothy and humid.
It's true. Here's
Didn't you have a topic last time that we were going to do? You were going to talk
Okay, yeah, we didn't have a topic last time, but we kind of went off on a little bit of a tangent.
I diverted.
That was like a half hour long. yes. What's ticking me off these days is bad parents. And Mike and I had a observation of that from the last Saturday. But, excuse me, I belched. Yeah. A few weeks ago, I was at the supermarket and these two parents came in with their two kids. They're maybe 8 and 6, approximately. Two girls. And
that's too young for me.
Me too.
Just right for me.
They came in and the older kid was pushing the cart with the younger one on the bottom thing of the cart, pushing them around while the parents shopped. And, you know, the parents put the groceries in the cart while the kids pushed and everything. And so, want to say something there, Andy?
I was going to say maybe they got it out back, you know, or the underground child shop, you know.
Oh, that's true.
They have a little, like, price tag on his head.
Take
him home and have him make
new tennis shoes. No.
Well, I did see a link on eBay. You can now buy legalized children.
Hmm. Do they come from China?
Asia, South America, Europe, but okay. Yeah, mostly.
Well,
Asia.
I wouldn't want to buy the Asian ones or the Chinese ones because they have too much lead in their paint.
Actually, if you go to the Asian site, it's all little girls because obviously they don't want girls in Asia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, especially China, right?
Yeah. So, anyways, they're pushing these things around, and there's a one of those shelves that kind of hangs on these racks that hangs on the shelves, and well. Of course, the kids get all rambunctious and pushing shit around, and so they knock down the shelf. And well, what was the shelf holding? Well, it was holding a bunch of liquid mesquite flavoring. So this all crashes down. It's all glass, and of course, you know, they don't offer to clean anything up. Parents take no responsibility. And then the whole store smelled like mesquite. So parents
little
are fucking,
bastards.
Some parents are stupid. You know, somebody said it before. Some parents need people need a license to drive, but not a license to breed. And what can be more dangerous than parents who do not breed properly.
If you were going to be a dutiful citizen, you should have gone up to the parents and given them a nice backhand right across the face.
Yeah. Say, what the fuck are you doing?
Say, excuse me.
Don't you see the little sign there that says, kids don't push the cart? Kids don't go underneath the cart? Don't you see that shit? Are you blind? Or are you just stupid? What is your name? I like to call Child Protective Services. So, yeah. And then there was a... tell me about what happened at the movie on Saturday, Mike. Why don't you pipe
up? You're approaching the... what movie is that? What was it called?
Well, Superbad.
Superbad. That 7-year-old little kid in the movie theater.
Well, less than that. Had to be like five
was
or younger.
Like the midnight showing and a 7-year-old kid was there at the movie?
No way. Dude.
Rated R.
Yeah, it was a rated R movie.
It's in between R and NC-17.
Yeah, I mean, there's just like so many...
R plus.
Yeah, like, you know, bad words, you know, pussy, cock, fuck, shit, you know, all this stuff. And, you know, teenage drinking, all this stuff. And the parents bring in the kid. What the fuck? How stupid is that?
I guess the cost of babysitters is pretty high these days.
I guess so, you know.
More than $8.
A lot of parents just don't figure that they, you know, once they become parents, they have to take responsibility. And, you know, maybe sometimes when movies come out, you can't see them in the theater. Maybe you should wait till the movie comes out on DVD and then rent the movie and watch it after the kids have gone to sleep. You know, had that ever crossed your mind?
No, Joe, that would be responsible. What are you talking about?
Responsible? God, what is that?
Don't they learn that in kindergarten? You know, the teacher tells them not to do something like, say, fuck and penis and stuff like that in class.
Yeah.
Depends what school they go to, I guess.
Unless they go to, you know, the NAMBLA school or something.
Well, when I was at the Knocked Up movie, there was about two families of parents and kids there. A bunch of old fogies. They all got up and left.
Of course.
It was pretty funny. Halfway through the movie, an hour in, we're seeing all these old people walk out like, oh my God, I can't believe I saw boobs on TV. And then the parents are like, why are they doing drugs? That's illegal. I don't know what's going on. Oh, shoot, they're having sex. Why did I bring my kids to this? It was rated R.
Yeah, there's something to be said for having good judgment, isn't
there? I mean, I think parents are just getting dumber these days. I mean, Jesus, look at Britney Spears.
I think they're just lazy.
That too, you know.
Actually, when I was working at Good Guys... during our liquidation sale, there's all these kids and fucking people running around screaming and shit. And this lady literally says, where the fuck are these people's parents? And everyone's like, yeah, lady, you rock.
And the kids could continue to scream.
No, the kids were actually scared. And then the parents come running over going, what's going on? What's the matter?
It's kind of fun, you know, if they're running by and you got a little bit of gas, just grab them by the back of the head and hold them up against your ass. And
there you go. That's it. That's all you got to do.
Joe hates little kids because he got punked by one at his birthday party.
Bitch, please.
Some 7-year-old threw a baseball at Joe, and he was like, listen, you little shit. I can throw harder than you, but I probably won't hit you because I have really bad aim, but don't make me try.
But if I must, you give me about 5, 6, 10 tries. I'll probably nick you on the elbow or something eventually.
That kid needed to be fucking put in his place.
You're lucky I'm yelling at you from behind the house, because if your dad saw me doing this, I'd get my ass beat.
I'd run inside and go get my rake and throw it at him.
I'm going to tell my mommy. Yeah, that kid, you know, he decided it was okay to kick everybody. And I told him I'd kick him back. If he didn't fucking knock it off.
The junior, man.
Yeah.
He grabbed my groceries, dude, and I took him by the back of his neck, and I launched his ass.
Is that the one they blackmailed you? Hey, listen, if you don't give me your groceries now, I'm going to tell.
I don't hear you having sex with your girlfriend anymore.
That's what he said to me. And I'm like, I don't hear your parents doing it anymore. Well, what's the matter? What's up with that?
Hey,
like, what's the matter with you? Don't talk about my parents like that. I'm like, well, dude, if you're going to dish it, you got to take it. Well, next time you say that shit to me, I'm going to throw you through a wall.
Yeah.
There's nothing that makes you feel
Junior!
Like more of a man than intimidating a 7-year-old.
Damn straight, dude. Damn straight.
my testicles grew big time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, when you can.
Did you finally get pubes?
Push them around.
Did you finally get some pubes?
Coming in slowly but surely.
Okay, that's good. Good times.
Yeah, I mean, they're all right, you know. We'll see. I want them to link, you know. I got a few coming out of my balls, but I want them to wrap around under the taint. All
nice.
Over,
why don't you really make a little dreadlock out of your pubes?
I try to, but you're not really a man until you get a hairy, you know, chode.
Yeah. I'm all man. So, yeah. Good times.
What's up with our chemistry, guys?
I don't know. I think Mike's ruining the mood. Get the fuck out of here. Go to Arizona.
I'm sorry. I mean, turn the lights lower. I can leave. I mean, if you guys need me to turn around, I mean, I can close my eyes. I am sitting in the middle of you two. That might be one thing.
But you're much closer to Andy than you are to me.
Well, it's your fault for putting me on the same mic as Andy.
Well... they kissed.
Our cheeks almost touched.
They kissed.
Oh my God.
Man, that was almost real platonic experience. There.
Let me turn my hat sideways as a buffer.
I was gonna say, since we might be going to strip club later, I just wanted to kind of give Mike a lap dance just to warm him up.
Yeah, there you go. Do it. Go for it.
I want him to know
that he's
not gonna find in a strip club what he already has at home.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go there.
So what are you guys gonna go for? The girls with the big boobies, small boobies, cottage cheese butt,
regular boobies. I like the regular ones, the non man-made ones.
In case Chrissy listens to this, I'm going for that looks exactly like her.
Uh-huh.
Oh, actually, we're going to the library.
That's right.
We just call it the strip club so people don't think we're nerds.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I like the normal-sized books.
Andy, you're too honest, man. Stop doing that.
Well, you know, I love me some Charles Dickens. Probably gonna...
We know you do like the dick.
It's probably going to read a little Abraham Maslow. I find him very invigorating and stimulating.
Dickens your mouth or Dickens your butt?
My favorite book is Tale of Two Penises.
Tale of Two Schlongs.
Great excretion. Great, whatever.
Cricket.
Tumbleweed.
What? I can't hear you. No, I can't.
There you go, Mike.
Hold on, let me do that to Joe. I knew that wasn't for me. All right. I think we need a script.
Yeah, I wrote a script for Joe, but he didn't like it.
Yeah, because it was just like hating on Mexicans and shit.
No, it wasn't. It was funny. Hey, you can be racist and obscene and mean as long as you mask it with humor.
Oh, okay. Is that it? Okay.
Well, I got another one about the Angels. We'll do that next time, I
guess. Okay, good.
How they have like a minor league team. Basically.
Oh, okay.
How the hell are they winning with a minor league team?
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll get into it deeper next time.
Yeah, that's it.
We're going to penetrate that issue.
That's right. Penetrate it hard.
Penetrate Mike's tissue.
I'm crying.
All right, so why don't we wrap this show up? Andy, any last words?
Best of luck to Mike and his new ventures. I hope everything goes well. And
yeah.
He's always got a place in Joe's room.
Mm-hmm.
If he wants to come back.
Yeah, come back and visit me, Mike. I'm going to miss you.
Bed and he doesn't use it all.
Yeah. Mike?
If it wasn't 95 degrees in here, I might actually stay here longer.
Okay, yeah. Well, it is quite warm in here.
At least he's going to a cooler place called Arizona.
Exactly. After SoCal last week, I think Arizona is cooler.
Well, I don't know if Joe knows there's a thing called air conditioning.
Well, yeah, there is, but it'll also get picked up by the mic, so, yeah.
I think Joe likes to see me sweat in here, that's all.
That's right. That's right.
I'm thinking really hard about putting my shirt back on.
Well, can you at least start? Can you at least start with your boxers? You know,
well,
I don't need
to
see your chode anymore. you're bald chode because you're not a man yet.
Well, it is sticking to the seat. And it's
oh, it's true. Well, is there Mike's chairs? Getting little pieces of turd stuck on them, you know?
Well, my skin is kind of peeling off the leather chair. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, well, I guess that about wraps it up. Andy, Mike, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having us, Joe. It was a blast, man.
Hey, it sure was.
Tell you what, next time I'm in town, we'll do show number 12.
Woohoo! Yeah, that's probably the next time I put the show out, when you come back in 2 years.
If you want, we can try to do one with, like, cheesy announcer voice. I want to do, like, hey, Bob, what's going on?
Hey, I
slides in the first and he's safe. Good play. Can I start calling up? Do you think I could call football games or baseball games? I've got talent.
Well, you did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last
Thanks
night.
Thanks a lot, Bob. I appreciate that.
Well, if I could talk like Joe Morgan, I'd go off right now.
Joe Morgan is the dumbest asshole on TV.
See, when I played baseball back in 1965, we would actually do a hit and run with a batter bunting the ball. Now, the art of bunting has been lost, and oh, he just bunted. Never mind. You know, he tries to throw an outside slider, and it's called for a strike. And then he comes back in. I think he'd go up high. Nope. I did. No, he went low. Never mind.
And then John Miller tried to make a point. Like, Joe, you know, doesn't a home run usually help a team? No, it doesn't, John. You're wrong. Home runs do not ever help a team. You don't know anything about baseball. Did you play baseball? Then shut up. I know more than you.
Yeah.
That's like Kornheiser on ESPN. Last year Theismann?
Yeah.
Since you were a quarterback in the 80s, what do you think a quarterback thinks of when they're getting sacked? Or now it's, oh, Jaworski, when a quarterback is in the pocket and he's about to scramble, does he have a natural tendency to go to his left or right? Or does it matter if he's left-handed or right-handed?
I'm kind of surprised that Kevin Kornheiser, I think like Jaworski and Tirico would probably be a pretty good team.
Yeah, with Dick Vermeil, that would have been a good.
Well, the other horrible guy is Tim McCarver.
Ugh. We're not going to go into Tim. Tim McCarver and his horse shit. You had a whole nother show. Well, everybody, thanks for watching or listening or whatever the hell you're doing.
Watching when we put out our video.
That's right. It'll be exclusive to the paying members of the site.
Yeah, that's 1995.
That's right.
Webcam, baby. Yeah.
Male podcasters gone wild. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Email us, beeronshow@gmail.com. Go to the site, beeronshow.podomatic.com. And that's it.
Have a good night, everybody.
You too. For
swing and a miss.
For Andy and Mike, I'm Big Joe. Good night.